Yeah, I'm feeling numb, to be honest with you, Drew. So are the lads. I can't sum it up just yet. I think, you know, we were definitely beaten by the better team. We were nowhere near the standards we've set. So we'll have to have a look at that. There was a lot of individual poor performances. Collectively as a team, we win together, we lose together, and we draw together. I thought today we were way off par. It's something we look at. But, you know, you have to give credit where credit's due to Fleetwood. They showed their true qualities of where they got to last season. Everything in the it went in. But for me, the first two goals in the first 5 minutes through our own mistakes and our own errors has cost us dearly early on, because 2-0 down after 5 minutes, there's only one way the game's going to go. We tried to change it up. We made a couple of changes early doors, and then we made more changes at half time. But, you know, they're the changes you feel you have to make at the right times. And, you know, we were beaten by the better team.
Yeah, I know you said on your pre-match press conference that you wouldn't make a tactical change before half-time. Were your first half subs injury-based, or was it tactical?
No, it was tactical. We just felt, you know, Pan had give the ball away a couple of times, and they were coming on a high press with him. You know, we felt we wanted Pan going the other way. He's not one for coming to feet and linking up. So we felt, get Connor down this side, who's more comfortable on the ball in possession, and get Tyrese on. And, you know, we made them changes really to freshen up for the game in terms of Connor coming in for tea. And then Will, I just felt, you know, he weren't doing what we wanted them to do. We weren't, you know, putting balls down the side, and, you know, the boat were tactical. And look, the lads are getting an opportunity. They've been fantastic all season for us, and even, you know, the two of them, obviously the two new boys this year, even Will, he's new because he's never played many games last season, and Pan, they'll get an opportunity to put it right. But I just felt at that time it was right to get Scotty on to a little bit more quality down the sides, and to get Connor in that right hand side position where he's played a lot of his games, and get T in there. So they were tactical. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't pay off.
It did seem to me at times, particularly during that first half, I don't see why he wanted to change it, but there was a lot of pressure that Fleetwood were putting on, the high press, and there were just, it didn't seem to be any gaps anywhere. Often you were forced to go long, and that didn't work either.
Definitely didn't, and we don't go long, Drew, as you know. We're not a long ball team. We did revert going long a lot, and then coming over the top of Frank, and Frank had no chance with headers. You know, we never got as many headers as we'd liked on them. You know, we needed to be a bit more solid and resolute in terms of winning balls. But yeah, there was no space, there was no land, but we didn't try and play, which is disappointing. I still wanted us to try and break the press, because with all due respect, you know, we're in League One, we're not in a Premier League. We felt if we could break that press, we could get out and we'd have a spare man. We just couldn't find a spare man all afternoon. I think there was one pass Tyrese paid toward the end and resulted in a score and a goal. Fantastic goal for Jeps. But in terms of us passing forward and running forward and breaking lines, we didn't do any of it today.
Do you see where this came from? I mean, because you were 6 unbeaten before this game,
yeah.
Had the last away game you won at Charlton. Has it all come out of nowhere?
Well, yeah, definitely has. Yeah, I don't think me as a manager, I've conceded 5 goals in all my tenure, whether it was at Bury or was at Plymouth Argyle. I don't want to continue it, because it's not nice, and I didn't see it coming at all. No, we felt we'd set up right, the game plan was right, the training was right. You know, maybe it was a lack of desire on the pitch and a bit more of a positive edge from them. You know, they had the game plan and it worked. You know, but you know, you have to give Fleetwood a lot of credit for the way they played, the way they done it, the way they pressed. You know, they were playoff semi-finals last season in League One and should have got promoted. Unfortunately, they never. But in terms of the way the style and the way they play and the way Joe's got them going, is the rampant, and you've seen that today.
Is today something you just sort of put behind you and move on, or is it something you need to look at and try and learn lessons from?
Yeah, we'll definitely learn lessons from it, but not now. We've obviously, you know, I'll have a lack of sleep tonight, and you know, we'll twisting and turning of what we could have done better, now things could have done. We win together, we lose together, we draw together. But we do have to put a blanket over it dead quick. You know, it won't be forgotten. We may have a look at it next week sometime. We've asked the lads to have a look at their own individual performances, which will all be on the drive for them tonight. And then they can maybe come up with some answers for us next week. But first half, our main priority now is to get them back on the training pitch on Monday, and get them ready for a game on Tuesday.
Yeah, and well, Peterborough lost today, 2-1 home to Blackpool, so they can be beaten. Someone also mentioned to me in the studio, Ryan Lowe Argyle side's never lost 2 games in a row.
Yeah, well, I haven't. I hope I don't speak too soon, but, you know, I think, you know, for us now, is we need to get back on the training pitch. We need to get things put in place for Tuesday. You know, Peterborough is still a fantastic team. Again, they finished just outside the playoffs and possibly should have went up last season if the season were to continue, because they were in good form and they had the best striker in Ivan Toney. And, you know, they've lost a couple on the bounce. So, you know, we've got to now look at what we do and not what they do. We've got to make sure that we put a game plan together and make sure that game plan's right.
And, you know, just lastly, I suppose, you know, a word for the fans who, if they sort of follow the whole game, they've got a consolation goal at the end, but obviously, you know, it's not really a consolation. Just a word for the fans.
Yeah, listen, the fans know that they're not soft. They're with us through thick and thin. You know, they can't be here for obvious reasons, but that's the first time they've seen it, so hopefully it won't happen again.